The draft of the EPA study wasn't meant to be released to the public, but was obtained anyway by a group that monitors federal environmental policy. It was then taken and studied by the Washington, D.C.-based Environmental Working Group. That group's scientists say the findings are alarming. They say it shows lab rat pups exposed to the chemical C8 commonly died days after being born. Also, the exposed rats had lower weight body organs, including smaller master gland or pituitary glands, which scientists say can be a precursor to developing cancer. Jane Houlihan, vice president of research at the Environmental Working Group, says the problems found in rats translate to problems such as birth defects and possibly cancer for people who breathe in the C8.
EPA's risk assessment was pretty astounding in that they found that people's exposures to C8 are much, much closer to the levels that harm animals than what EPA would normally like to see. It was a big surprise that the human population is widely contaminated with C8 and that those exposures, particularly for women and for young girls, is in a range that sets off all kinds of alarm bells relative to the levels that are now known to harm lab animals.
The concern is that C8 builds up in the blood and it doesn't break down in the body or in the environment very easily. It's primarily an airborne chemical that's closely related to chemicals once used to make Scotchgard fabric protector. The 3M company, which makes Scotchgard, stopped manufacturing C8 3 years ago, but DuPont makes it at a plant in North Carolina. DuPont still uses the chemical at its West Virginia plant to make Teflon-coated products. The Ohio EPA is concerned that testing done by DuPont shows levels have been at least 3 times as high as the company's standards, but the EPA has no standards of its own in place. DuPont has put in pollution control devices to cut down on C8, but the Environmental Working Group's Houlihan says it's highly likely the air and water are still laden with C8 because the chemical is so persistent.
C8's not like any other environmental pollutant. When we banned PCBs and DDT a quarter of a century ago, we've seen levels of those chemicals decline in the environment because they break down. C8 is really different.
That's just what people who live near DuPont's Washington Works plant near Parkersburg, West Virginia, are afraid of. The village of Little Hocking, which is across the Ohio River from the plant, is a cluster of small houses, a general store, and a tiny post office.
Good afternoon, Little Hocking Post Office.
That's where Judy Passion works as postmaster.
When I found out about the Little Hocking Water Company, I quit drinking the water here at work, so I bring water from Balpre here to drink.
Passion is referring to the Little Hocking Water Authority, which supplies water to some 12,000 people in the southern Ohio area, all of whom are involved in a class action lawsuit against DuPont. DuPont has said in the past, and keeps on saying, that levels of C8 are in the water, but aren't at levels high enough to cause concern. The water company's general manager, Bob Griffin, begs to differ. He says high concentrations of C8 ride over to southern Ohio on the prevailing wind and settle in the company's well fields.
People that live in the community could have twice as much C8 in their blood than somebody that works at DuPont. I mean, there's people that work at DuPont that said they've got, you know, some 8 parts per million in their blood. Now, when we talk about what's in the water, it's parts per billion, okay? But people that work there actually have parts per million.
DuPont, on the other hand, disagrees with Griffin and the Environmental Working Group's interpretation of the internal EPA study. Its toxicologists argue that C8 has no known adverse effects to human health. Robert Reichert is a company scientist. Reichert, in an interview conducted before the EPA study was leaked to the media, said the public's concern about and the media attention to C8 is unfounded.
There is a lot known about this compound. We've had over 50 years of experience, and we've closely monitored it for many, many years. And all of the data indicates to us that there are no known human health effects and no known environmental effects with this compound.
And DuPont says the report findings were prematurely leaked to the media. A company news release reminds the media that the document was, quote, an internal and deliberative draft, and therefore not subject to the Freedom of Information Act, which requires that documents be made public. Still, this problem has raised a wider question about the use of Teflon and other products, because it's not just a problem confined to people living near DuPont plants. The Environmental Working Group says the EPA needs to move quickly to ban the chemical C8 and similar families of chemicals because traces of the chemicals have been found on produce such as apples and green beans in grocery stores throughout the country. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Natalie Walston.